The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today here on Sunny 95. As you may have noticed, our show has moved to 7:30. We had been on at 7 for quite a while, so hopefully some of you that tuned in at 7 have waited a half hour, and here we are. Today, we're going to be listening to an interview I did while I was in Colorado, and I visit Center Family Dentistry. But first, let me give out today's Dr. Kvitko question of the day. It is estimated that how many people in the United States have a crippling fear of going to the dentist? Is it A, 1 million, B, 30 million, C, 80 million, or D, 200 million people? The winner will receive a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Vistember Flowers. So, call 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, with your guesses to the question of the day. And keep in mind, it is a live show, so if you have anything you would like to ask, any topic at all, as far as dentistry is concerned, give us a call and we'll be happy to answer your questions on the air. We're going to go ahead and start our interview. And Center Family Dentistry, by the way, is C-N-T-R-E, kind of a weird way of spelling center. I think that's a French version. And as I was looking for it driving using my GPS, I typed it in wrong, and it was like, wait a minute, I know it's here, but I couldn't find it at first until I spelled it correctly, C-E-N-T-R-E, Family Dentistry. So here we go. Let's listen in. I am in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'm doing more of my Teeth Across America series. And I'm at the office of, it's Dr. Amy Stratton, as well as Dr. Posey. And then I saw another name on the sign. Who else is on the sign?
Dr. Galen Garrett, and he's a separate office, but in the same building.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I took a picture of the sign, you know, so I can put it on my website, and I saw three names. Okay, so for those of you that are listening, you can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and you can find a link where you can see Dr. Stratton's picture and a picture of the office outside. Okay, so Dr. Stratton, thanks. First of all, thanks for meeting with me.
Yes, thank you for being here.
And you have a lovely office.
We do. We really enjoy our office. It's a nice space.
How many treatment rooms are there?
We have four for our side of the office. So we have two for hygiene and two for doctor care.
Okay, and I'll just describe it. It's all light and airy. All of the doors are, what is that, like 8-pane, 14-pane glass. I mean, I can't even count that quickly. There's 4, 6, 8, 10, 12-pane glass, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and it's all nice and bright and lots of windows for people to look out. So it's just very nice. You have a fireplace in the reception room.
Yes, we do. Yes, just try to make it homey feeling, which I think it does. And we do get compliments on our office. Just what a beautiful office. So it is. It's a nice place to work.
Yeah, because dentistry is something people actually look forward to, as you may know.
Correct. We hear that daily.
So we try to make it as nice as we can when they get there, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want to talk about today is if you have a patient who's moving from Fort Collins to, you know, West Virginia, St. Louis, you pick it. You pick a state. Or somebody close to your sister, your brother. Somebody says, hey, doc, I'm moving to St. Louis. Can you help me find a new dentist in St. Louis? What do I need to do? What are the steps that you would suggest, Dr. Stratton, that I take to find the right dentist for me?
Well, we have patients ask us that, and so a lot of times we'll go through and look at either someone maybe that we know that we graduated with, that we went to dental school with, and we have a list and we can give them that, or we'll go through something like the Academy of Dental General Dentistry or the American Dental Association and look up in their state and tell them where they could, just some different names that they could look up.
Okay. Now, I've had that same question, and the question is usually, do you know any dentists in that city?
Yes, that's what they'll ask us. You know, who do you recommend if I move into Houston or what, you know, some state, and we'll just look up.
One of the things that came up is I said to them, what I do when I had that request is I said, send me, go through the phone book, although it'd be the internet these days, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true.
Go through yellowpages.com or something and tell me what's the name of the dentists that are within a few miles, 5 miles of your home, the ones that you think are close enough to go to,
sure.
and then send me those five or six names.
Sure, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's.
And guess
you
what?
You have to get it down to a certain area, sure.
And guess what? In a couple instances, there was a classmate in that list.
Mm-hmm, sure. You have to keep that current class list.
In fact, right now I'm working on contacting my class members. I was going to do it in your reception room while I was waiting, but you didn't make me wait, so I didn't get any work done. But yeah, I know that is good, isn't it? And for our 30th class reunion, so I'm calling them.
We have our 15th coming up, and I just got my list last week.
Seriously?
So, yes, yes. I went to the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
So it's funny that I would mention St. Louis then, huh?
Yeah, that is.
Now, you know, I don't know why that came to mind, but my son-in-law is from Kansas City.
Okay. We loved Kansas City. So
It's nice. It's nice there. Okay. So here's another thing. I wanted to tell you that's only one way that I try to help people find a dentist, the one I said would send me the name.
Mm-hmm.
There's another, and I actually had a caller call in several months ago. It might have been, I don't know, 8 months ago, and asked this very question on the air. And I gave out my answer, and I'm going to tell you what it is here in a minute. In fact, stay tuned, because when we come back from the break, you're going to find out why exactly it is that I am at Dr. Stratton's office instead of the dentist next door. All right. Now, we have had a guest to our question of the day, which let me remind you. The question, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, it is estimated that how many people in the United States have a crippling fear of going to the dentist? Is it A, 1 million, B, 30 million, C, 80 million, D, 200 million? And Chris from Grove City called in a guess, and she guessed 200 million. That's not correct, so there's only three left, A, B, or C. If you listen carefully later on, we'll be talking to Dr. Stratton's associate, Dr. Posey. He actually gives the answer, but there's only three other choices. You might be able to guess it before then. Don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kavitko. That's spelled DrKVitko. Let's go ahead and listen to the rest of this interview with Dr. Stratton. Okay, so we are still talking with Dr. Stratton. And Dr. Stratton, we were talking about how you go about referring patients to a new dentist in a new city to make sure they find out the right one. And a while back, I had basically talked about this on the air. I had a caller call in and say, hey, I'm moving. And I want to know suggestions. How do you go about finding the dentist that's right for me? How can I be sure I'm finding the right dentist? And so what you don't know and what my listeners don't know is this isn't an accident that I'm at your office, because my patient used my advice and they chose you. Okay? So let me tell you how that happened. All right? I said, what you need to do is call up the local dental labs. Actually, you don't even have to call up local dental labs. Call any dental lab in the country and say, hey, do you have any clients in St. Louis, Missouri? And we're assuming this person's moving to St. Louis. And if you do, tell me the name of the dentist who you consider does the best work, is the finickiest person about detail, who gives you, you know, good impressions, who doesn't rush you, who sends it back if it's wrong, and who, you know, obviously there are other things to be considered a great client by a dental lab, one the least of which is not paying your bill on time. And of course, if you have to pay your bill on time, and if you can pay your bill on time, it's a good indication that you're probably doing okay as an office, right?
Sure, yeah. That's important.
And so then I said, you know, you're not going to get more than one name from each lab, right? And I said, so take these names and then start making some other phone calls, ask people at work, ask people at school if you happen to be a student, and then, you know, get some references. You can take these names. You're going to have maybe five names. Maybe check out with the local dental society, the state dental board, make sure there are no infractions that you would want to know about. And essentially, it all started, though, with a recommendation from a dental lab. Had you ever thought of that angle?
I hadn't, but it makes sense.
Have you ever been to your dental lab?
No.
Okay. Now, I talked to your associate, Dr. Posey, on the phone, and he had. And you know why that's important? Not going, but what you would find there. No? Okay, it's radio. She's shaking her head. She's shaking her head back and forth. Okay.
I'm thinking to see how it's, if it's clean, you know, just how they set it up, if it looks organized.
Yeah, no, that would be good too. What happens when you're there
and talk to Dr. Posey. I know he's out birthday with his mom right now, birthday celebration. Without showing you any names, sometimes the lab, you'll get to talking to them, and sometimes they'll pull out a lab box, and they'll just say, Doc, take a look at this. Take a look at this model, or take a look at this impression. And what you see is a lot of things that they've received from other offices that really aren't up to par.
Well, I have seen some stuff online. I've seen some. I just did a study last year, and they showed what not to get with, like, in different impressions, like really awful impressions. I couldn't believe a dentist had actually sent in, you know, so I have seen that online.
Yeah, so that's where we're going with this, is that laboratory tech or owner isn't going to give me, if I'm moving to St. Louis and looking for a good dentist, they're not going to give me those names, are they?
No, of course not.
They're going to give me the name of the one that they would go to.
Right, sure.
And who knows better? What is it in medicine? They say ask the nurses, right?
Right, sure. And I know one of our main lab guys that we work with comes here, and he has his parents come here. So to me, that's a compliment, definitely.
Oh, it's a big compliment. Mm-hmm. And so basically, I want to congratulate you guys on being excellent dentists and doing excellent work and basically rising to the top.
Sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to assume this is no big surprise. You've had other accolades, right?
Sure, we have.
Mm-hmm. But it's not accidental. It's all hard work. It's making sure there's nothing on the carpet that...
Right. Yeah, the details. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Nothing big enough to pick up with your fingers on the carpet.
You don't want patients seeing anything like that. No way.
And, the rooms have to be clean and just everything. The windows clean.
Yes, definitely. Right. All the little details. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing with my show every week is I am trying to appeal to those 40% of the population that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. Now, that doesn't mean that the people that go aren't interested in the show, because they can learn some things as well. But even people that go on a regular basis, they still have questions, and they still come in and say, nothing personal, Doc, but...
I don't want to be here.
And see, I didn't even...
On a daily basis.
And I didn't even put her up to that. There's no script.
That's true.
So anyway, and so when I find another office or a group of practitioners that are already doing that, I'm impressed, and I think that's great. The reality is the majority of the dentists out there are good, right?
Yes.
But unfortunately, there are too many. I think you'd agree.
Sure.
That
sure.
For whatever reason, they take too many shortcuts. They try to do it too quickly. They don't redo things they should redo, and I would like to see that curtailed, if at all.
Just on your own doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, do you have any questions? Any questions of me? No?
I don't think of any today.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking time, because I know that I'm between one patient and another, and you actually put me on the schedule. We're going to get a photograph here soon, and it'll be up on the website prior to you being on the show, and then probably for a little bit after, and people will be able to find that at dentallyspeaking.com. That's www.dentallyspeaking.com. And also, podcasts can be listened to from there. They can be downloaded or just played on your computer. And if somebody is already hooked into iTunes, you can get these on iTunes as well by searching Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Now, I'm going to ask you, how do you spell Dr. Kvitko?
K-V-I-T-K-O?
Did you say K-V-I-T-K-O?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's the first time anybody's ever gotten it. Can I shake your hand? So great. All right, Dr. Stratton, thanks again. And you go out and have a great day and continue doing the wonderful dentistry that you've been doing here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back all around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know, but I know.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. This is our second week in the 7:30 time slot. I want to give out the question of the day again, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And if you listen closely here soon, Dr. Posey is going to give us the answer, but you might be able to guess it before then. All right, the question is, it is estimated that how many people in the United States have a crippling fear of going to the dentist? Is it A, 1 million, B, 30 million, C, 80 million? And actually, somebody already guessed D, 200 million, which was incorrect. So you only have three left. The phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And you can either listen carefully and get the right answer here soon, or you can take a stab in the dark and call us. We are going to go back to my interview then when I was in Colorado. Oh, you know what? That's right. Tina emailed a guess. She guessed 1 million A. And so now there's only two choices, B and C. Okay, let's go back to the interview that I did when I was at Center Family Dental, and this time it was with Dr. Posey. I went back a month or so later. Well, as part of my interview with Dr. Stratton and her office, I was able to hook up with Dr. Posey, who you might have remembered. I was talking to Dr. Stratton, and Dr. Posey was at his mother's, I think it was 80th birthday party, so he wasn't able to be with me the last time I came to Fort Collins to interview. But we managed to make an appointment. We hooked up. I flew out to Colorado again, and I'm here with Dr. Posey, and it's Dr. Russell Posey, DDS, MPH, PC, correct?
That's correct.
And can you tell me what MPHPC stands for? Because I know what DDS stands for. It used to stand for Dumb Dental Student.
Yeah. Well, of course, DDS now is Doctor of Dental Surgery. The MPH is Master's in Public Health, because I do have my master's degree, and PC is just Professional Corporation.
Okay, so that means DDS, your dental office is incorporated.
Correct. That's correct.
Has nothing to do with the MPH part?
No, not at all.
Okay. I thought you were doing dentistry at like 100 miles per hour.
No. No, sometimes it feels like that, but it's just a master's in public health, which means basically you look at the trends, you study epidemiology, and you can take your practice to a public health setting as opposed to a private practice setting. So basically our master's was kind of like an MBA. It really was structured toward the administration part. Like if I wanted to be the head of a clinic, I could do that more easily and have the knowledge to do that.
Okay. And working with government programs, maybe on a reservation or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to Dr. Posey is, for those of you that, remember that the reason I'm even here is because on the air, one of my shows, I can't remember which episode it was, I gave a caller instructions on how to find the new dentist when they were moving to a new city. One of the parameters I said is search out a dentist that does either intravenous sedation or conscious sedation using oral tablets. Because to me, it would show two things. It would show you that the dentist cared about your comfort, and it would also tell you that they were probably smart enough to pass the test.
Yes. Yeah, in most states, it is a lot more difficult to be able to obtain a permit. You do have to attend very intensive continuing education, and plus once you get your permit, you have to keep up on that. So it does kind of separate you from the crowd, so to speak. And I wanted to get it because, as you said, I do care about patients, and it has been estimated that there's about 30 million people in the United States that have a crippling fear of dentistry and getting dental work. And so I just think it's unfair to not offer an opportunity for those people to get the work done that they need, because by doing IV or oral sedation, it allows them to come in, to be comfortable, get their dental work done, and really have amnesia about it. They don't remember what went on during the appointment. They're more comfortable, and they can get it done. Otherwise, they would stay away.
Right, and they do. And at 30 million, now I heard there's about 40% of the population that doesn't go to the dentist on a regular basis. And that works out. There's 300 million people in the country. That's about 1/6 of the population. No, that'd be 65%? No. What would that be? Apparently, neither of us are math wizards. Okay, if it were 50 million, that's 1/6, and it's 30 million people then is about 10%.
Yeah, 10% of the population. Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And we're talking about a crippling fear. All of us that are dentists know that just about everybody that comes in will preface their appointment by saying, no offense, but I hate coming to the dentist. But at least they're there. This 30 million are the people that will never come into your office. The only reason they'd come in is if a friend or a relative basically drags them in because they have some very immediate need.
Yeah. Exactly, and we've had that before. I don't know if you believe this, but it's true. I actually had this woman, she kept making an appointment, or her husband would make her the appointment, and then she wouldn't come. And then after about 3 times, he decided to bring her. So he brought her, she wouldn't get out of the car, and he was a firefighter. He went over to the passenger side, opened the door, and reached in and put her in a fireman's carry, flung her over his shoulder, and brought her in behind first.
Now that is quite a story. I haven't had anything like that, but it does happen. You know, people will cancel their appointments for just the very small reasons. They'll make up reasons not to come in. And those people, unfortunately, you never see. But if you offer some sort of sedation, that would make a lot more inviting for them to come.
Right. I want to ask you a couple more questions here in a second. So can you stick with me for a sec?
Sure. You bet.
Okay.
All right, so we've had another guest to Dr. Kovitko's question of the day, and the caller is on the line. Caller?
Yes.
What's your name again?
Naomi.
Naomi, thank you for calling, and
sure.
What's your guess?
I guess 30 million.
30 million is correct.
Right.
And actually, congratulations, you win a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Weistember Flowers, and that'll be delivered to your place of work on Tuesday afternoon. Okay?
Thank you.
And for the listeners, yes. Naomi called in before Dr. Posey actually gave the answer. She was a little bit Johnny on the spot there. Thanks for listening, Naomi.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey,
I enjoy the show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
That. Okay, and so the answer was 30 million people have a crippling fear of going to the dentist. All right, let's go ahead and finish up the interview with Dr. Posey. So, Dr. Posey, thanks for sticking with me here, and I want to congratulate you, first of all, because you're, in essence, you're the winner of the new dentist search from one of my listeners who decided to take my advice and follow all the steps that I did. And I can tell from talking to you that you really honestly do care about patients. And, you know, caring and doing something about it are two different things, because I think all dentists have big hearts and we don't want to hurt people, but not all of them have made the extra effort and taken the extra step to do something about it.
Yeah, and thank you. I very much appreciate that, being the winner of that search. I mean, that does make me feel good, so I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to reach you, because I don't know if you know this, but this will be available by podcast, and you can find the podcast by going to dentallyspeaking.com. You can find them by going to columbustoday.com, or also iTunes. Under iTunes, you'll search under Dr. Kovitko or Dentally Speaking. But tell my listeners, maybe some of them are going to be moving to the Colorado area, meaning Fort Collins, Colorado. How would they reach you? How would they find you if they decided to come to you as well?
Well, our website is www.russposey.com, and that's RussPosey.com. And our phone number is area code 970-224-5599.
Great. And I can tell folks that might be moving to Fort Collins area, which is where Colorado State University is, so there could be several, that it's a beautiful office, just absolutely gorgeous and clean, and I know that I would be comfortable being a patient here.
Well, great. Thanks for that observation. We do try really hard to keep things up to date. We're very technology savvy. You know, we stay up with the technology. And, of course, having a clean dental office, that's like having a clean restaurant. I mean, you need to do that. People notice when things are not up to par. So.
Yeah, definitely. And these days, especially, people know there are many, many dentists out there. I know people, when they come to me, have to drive by probably 10 or 15 other dental offices to get to me. So there has to be a good reason for them to do that. And I do it with the with offering sedation, you know, great care, nice office, clean, like you said. And so it's very ironic to me. It's pretty neat, actually, that I came out here and it's like I'm looking at, this is almost like my office, and it's like my system works. So if anybody doesn't know what my system is for finding a new dentist, feel free to give us a call, 459-9769. You can send us an email at drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. Or go to the podcast page. I don't know what episode number it is, but it's there. So, again, thank you for meeting with me. I know you have to get to a patient.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. I think that's a... I'm real happy that when I got to the office, I liked what I saw, because it is a great system for finding a new dentist. And everybody that I've asked, when they listen, they say, well, you know what, that is a good idea, but it's not your typical way. But if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. All right, so we do have to go to a break, and I do appreciate you staying with me, because it's just going to be a great day, and I'm happy to be here, and I think we're going to have some, maybe a little sunshine will come out. It looks a little cloudy right now, but hang with us. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Looking at the hands of the time we've been given it. This is all we got, and we gotta stop thinking it. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking. Gotta live like we're dying. We only got 86, 400 seconds.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Boy, it's been a great show. Time is short here. I would like to say hello to my dental school classmates. We celebrated our 30-year reunion from dental school this past Friday and yesterday. Yesterday, there was a tailgate at the Ohio Union, so we all got to see where the famous flash mob video took place. And it's interesting that when I was interviewing Dr. Stratton, you might remember she was getting prepared for her 15-year dental school reunion, and I was in the process of calling some of my classmates. So the timing of airing the show here on the day of our reunion weekend is pretty neat. I also met some new people yesterday, made some new friends, and I got a chance to go to the game. How about the Buckeyes? How about the Buckeyes winning that game, 36-24? I didn't expect to be able to go, but at the reunion dinner the night before, a gentleman that was celebrating his 50-year dental school reunion offered a couple of tickets for sale at face value. He said he wouldn't feel right taking anything more than face value. So me and my daughter went and had a great time. My wife and I went to the tailgate, and we also had a great time. Looks like my time is up. I have 3 seconds to say thank you for listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are here every Sunday morning at 7:30 on Sunny 95. Be sure to tune in next week when my guest will be an up-and-coming singer who is using his beautiful teeth, beautiful smile as the hook to kind of get people interested in him. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and please tune in next week. Hal, go out and have a great day and a great week. Goodbye for now.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.